All these were joined together in the Vale of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And every oblation of thy meat offering shalt thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer unto the Lord have I given thee, and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, by a statute for ever. It is a covenant of salt for ever before the Lord unto thee, and to thy seed with thee. Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin along by the coast of Edom, and your south border shall be the outmost coast of the salt sea eastward. And the border shall go down to Jordan, and the goings out of it shall be at the salt sea. This shall be your land with the coast thereof round about. The plain also, and Jordan, and the coast thereof, from Kinnereth even unto the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, under Ashdoth Pisgah, eastward. And that the whole land thereof is brimstone, and salt, and burning, that it is not sown, nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath, that the waters which came down from above stood, and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed, and were cut off. And the people passed over right against Jericho. And from the plain to the sea of Chinneroth on the east, and unto the sea of the plain, even the salt sea on the east, the way to Beth-Jeshimoth, and from the south under Ashdoth-Pisgah. And their south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh southward. And the east border was the salt sea, even unto the end of Jordan. And their border in the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the uttermost part of Jordan, and Nibshan, and the city of Salt, and Anjidai, six cities with their villages. And the border passed along to the side of Beth Hogla, northward. And the outgoings of the border were at the north bay of the salt sea, at the south end of Jordan. This was the south coast. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day. And he took the city, and slew the people that was therein, and beat down the city, and sowed it with salt. And David gat him a name when he returned from smiting of the Syrians in the Valley of Salt, being 18,000 men. And he said, Bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. He slew of Edom in the Valley of Salt 10,000, and took Selah by war, and called the name of it Jokthiel unto this day. Shai the son of Zeruiah slew of the Edomites in the Valley of Salt 18,000. And he put garrisons in. Ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt? And Amaziah strengthened himself, and led forth his people, and went to the Valley of Salt, and smote the children of Seir 10,000. That which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail. To 100 talents of silver, and to 100 measures of wheat, and to 100 baths of wine, and to 100 baths of oil, and salt without prescribing how much. Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? To the chief musician upon Shushanadath, Miktam of David, to teach, when he strove with Aram-Naharaim, and with Aram-Zobah, when Joab returned and smote of Edom in the Valley of Salt, 12,000. O God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. And thou shalt offer them before the Lord, and the priest shall cast salt upon them, and they shall offer them up for a burnt offering unto the Lord. But the miry places thereof, and the marishes, therefore shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. For every one shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be seasoned? Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh.